Hi there, and welcome back to the K is for Kindness podcast. I am so glad that you decided to tune in and give this a listen, and I hope you enjoy. Today's episode topic is going to be about something that I have struggled with for a long time, and that is editing my body or our bodies in photos that we put on social media. And I'm going to start with a quick disclaimer, and that is that I'm not here to tell you that you shouldn't edit your photos. I've edited my photos. I still do things to edit my photos. But lately, I have been really trying not to edit my body in photos through retouching and morphing because I do not want to create a negative perception of myself, and I don't want you to do that to yourself either. If we are constantly morphing or retouching our bodies to what we wish it looked like, then we're going to be continually reminding ourselves of what we don't like about ourselves and nitpicking all of the things that we would change. It's going to make it so much harder to look in the mirror and like what we see, especially when we have the ability to project ourselves in any way that we would like on social media. And editing our bodies and photos can really become a hard cycle to break too, especially if, you know, so if we edit one picture of ourselves, it can make it hard to not want to edit the next photo and the one after that. And then it becomes really exhausting because now that we've edited our bodies, we have to continue to project that version of ourselves to appeal to our followers and others who see these social media posts. So when we put those retouched photos of ourselves out on social media and we get likes on these false advertisements of our bodies, it acts as validation of what is projected in the edited photo. We are essentially training our minds to think that people will only like us if we look the way we do when we edit our bodies. There was a point in time that I didn't even like taking photos of my friends because I knew that I wasn't going to like my body compared to theirs in pictures. And I was so nervous to see them post the same picture because I knew that I couldn't edit my body because what if people saw my retouched version and then saw my friend's unedited version? They would clearly see like the alterations that I made. And soon taking pictures of my friends, family, and any picture of my body in general became very hard. I was choosing every option except the option to love myself the way that I am. And this sense of freedom to just like enjoy the moments and memories with those around me were kind of ruined because I lacked so much self-confidence. I didn't feel comfortable in my own skin. And the only thing that I was worried about was how I was going to look to other people on social media when those pictures were posted. With confidence comes freedom, and we're not going to become our most confident selves if we cannot accept the stage we're at and the skin we're in. I was going to start this episode off by saying like the cliche, you're beautiful just the way you are. But then I started thinking about if a family member tells you that. And, you know, when you hear that, you just want to like curl up in a ball because you assume like, oh, they're just family. Like they have to say that. The truth is you are. You might not have the smallest thighs, the biggest butt, or the smallest waist. I don't have any of these, and I'm almost positive that there is only a very, very small portion of the population that does have all of these things, and they might have, poured some money into their body to have all of them. But if someone isn't going to like your photo because you don't have what they're looking for, then they really aren't worth your time. It's not your fault that they have a certain idea of what others are supposed to look like. That's them simply just being uneducated about the human body naturally looks. They've probably spent so much time looking at these Instagram models and assuming that that is how a woman's body naturally looks. And that's not the case. Like, we have stretch marks, we have some pudge, we've got the goods, right? So it's getting warmer out and spring and summer are right around the corner. And this is like the time where we start thinking about our summer bodies and going to the beach with our friends. So when you're out on the beach taking pictures with your friends, I want you to enjoy that moment. It's time to love the place you're at right now. You know, maybe you're not the fittest in the friend group. Doesn't mean you're worth less than they are. Post that picture of yourself unedited. Being confident in your skin is not a feeling that's going to fade. Like the validation is going to fade when you post that picture and, your confidence is still unfulfilled. it's important to remember that there's someone who wishes that they were in the same place that you're in right now, whether this be physical appearance or even physical wellness. You know, there might be someone out there who is sick, ill, who wishes they even had the physical strength to go to the beach, enjoy time with their family, and, you know, throw on a bikini and catch some rays. So please, please, please do not put so much pressure on yourself to be perfect, because you will never be perfect if you're continually trying to be someone other than the person in the mirror. It is so absolutely important to be comfortable in the skin you're in. It will make life so much more enjoyable. And, you know, this is not going to happen overnight, but we're going to get through this together. And my goal of this episode is not to stop you and say that editing your photos is so fake and unrealistic. My role is to not judge you. My role is to get you thinking about the ways that we all contribute to a negative perception of ourselves and how we are really the only ones in control to change that perception. So when you think of your summer body and when you think of going to retouch that photo in the back of your head, just wonder what, you know, just start thinking about what this is going to be doing to your self-confidence. Is this going to be improving it, or is this going to be more harm than good? It's really time for us to feel comfortable in our own skin, because it's the skin that we're in for the rest of our lives. Well, that is all I have for today. I hope that you enjoyed. If you did and would like to hear more, please give that follow button a click down below and check out my Instagram page at K_is_for_kindness. And I hope you have a great week.